Segment 2. It was once taken for granted that women would abandon a job in order to tend to children. Many of today's working women, however, are qualified professionals with responsibilities and challenges, not to mention lucrative salaries. So it's no longer easy for women to put their careers on hold when a baby comes along. Jim Smith has filed this report.
More women are working in managerial positions than ever before. There are more women professionals than ever before. Like their male counterparts, it is next to impossible for these women to leave their careers, even temporarily, without causing disruptions for themselves, their companies, or their clients. Because it's become difficult for professional women who want to have families to leave their posts, companies have had to come up with solutions so that such women can handle their commitments to their jobs and their children. Professor Petra Sanchez, who teaches business administration at State University, is here to tell us about some of these solutions.
There are two ways in which the problem is currently being dealt with. I should state beforehand that neither of these ways is without disadvantages, and the best way to handle the problem, unfortunately, is not even being considered. One way is for companies to have agreements with daycare facilities nearby where working mothers can easily leave their children on their way to work. Because these facilities will be so near and funded by the company, working mothers will be able to quickly tend to their children should a problem arise. The disadvantage with the solution is there may not be any daycare centers that are conveniently located. Another solution is to allow working mothers to stay home, but to remain in contact with colleagues and clients online. They can use computers, cell phones, conference calls, and the like. In this way, women can really take care of their kids while still keeping up with their professional obligations. The disadvantage here, though, is that there are so many unexpected problems that can crop up, requiring direct personal attention. What if a woman has to come into the office to handle an emergency and can't find a babysitter?
What about flex time? Isn't that a possible solution? And one that isn't as costly as the other two you've just described?
Yes, that's another possible solution. I mean having flexible working hours or flex time. With flex time, something that many male employees take advantage of, the individual can come in any time he or she wants to, provided they're in the office at least 4 days a week for 40 hours. But I didn't mention flex time because some women complain that flex time isn't actually a solution at all, since they may end up being away from their children for 10-hour stretches. Being able to be with them for longer periods of time during their off hours doesn't make up for these absences. So I kind of have mixed feelings about flex time, as do most professional women.
The best solution of all, which Professor Sanchez told me about, would be to have on-site daycare facilities. In other words, companies could have their own daycare center within the building where employees work. This, unfortunately, is too costly even to consider. So it seems there are no easy solutions for working mothers.
What seems to be one important reason professional women cannot stop their careers? What is one way professional women can combine raising children and working? 43. What is Professor Sanchez's view on flex time? 44. What disadvantage will a woman working from home have? 45. Of all the proposals mentioned, which one is the best?